This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Wow, what a day. The Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011. Today was pretty epic, I must say, with Buzz's bigger gay dance party. Last year, I slept through it, and I was pretty bummed about that. For whatever reason, I was too tired. I just couldn't make it out. Got some good sleep last night. We've been here all week, by the way, in case you're just tuning in. We're at Porkfest 2011, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. It's still not too late to get out here. There's a full day of activity scheduled for tomorrow, so if you're in the New England area or are going to be tomorrow, take the time to get on up to Lancaster, get up to Rogers Campground, and join, I don't know, 1,000 or so? It's hard to say how many people are here. They're just crawling all over the place. Liberty-loving individuals are here, and they're just such great people. It's such a good time. There's nothing quite like the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We'll tell you more about what's been going on today, but I want to introduce our special guest hosts for the moment. Mark Edge has decided to go and do whatever. I think he wants to go to the gay dance party. He didn't get enough earlier. And so we tried to get him up on stage, but he wasn't game for that. But joining me this evening, Larkin Rose is on the third microphone. Good evening, Larkin.
Howdy. Thanks for having me.
And no problem. Always a pleasure. Also, Stefan Molyneux, the philosopher king, is here with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening, sir. It has been too long. Good to always have you on the program here tonight. So, Larkin, did you get a chance to drop by the Big Gay Dance Party tonight?
No, I was recovering from a rant I gave earlier, so.
What was the rant
pretending
about?
Pretending to be conservative.
Tell me about the rant.
The rant was basically about when you look out at the rest of the world, it's easy to see the people who are still statists and still advocating that we be robbed and controlled as enemies, but really, for the most part, they would be our allies. They just need deprogramming. So the theme was basically deprogram or defeat, as the last choice, and making them realize that if they want to be consistent with their moral code and their own interests, what they have to do is stop playing the game of run to the guy with the club and control your neighbors.
I think that's a great topic for discussion. It kind of rings true with me because I used to be of the mindset that, you know, these government people are evil, but I don't think that's true anymore. I think that they're human beings. They've got feelings. They've got families. They've got wants. They've got needs, just like everybody else. And you're right. They've just been misled. They've been brainwashed, and they've accepted a bill of goods as something that is valid, and it's completely inhumane and immoral, and they need to be let know that. And I think we can defeat them in a peaceful manner as well. We can overwhelm them with peaceful numbers of people non-cooperating, not paying their fines, not obeying their diktats, and just simply refusing to go along to get along anymore. I think that would be pretty effective at showing them that, we're not going to take it anymore in a very peaceful manner.
Exactly. And seeing them, even the ones with badges and guns and who like to club people over the head, and realize that they were duped and lied to along with their victims, too. And it's sort of hard to keep that in mind if you happen to be the one whose head is being bashed in by the baton. But, yeah, absolutely. We have to keep in mind that these people would not be like this, with maybe very rare exceptions, if they were not duped into thinking that violence is okay when it's law. And thuggery is okay when it's authority and government.
I think it is also important to remember that there's a real vulnerability. It's hard to see when you're looking up the masters with the clubs and the bombs and the aircraft carriers and the debts. There's a real vulnerability because the master is dependent upon the slave for his sustenance or her sustenance. The slave is not dependent on the master. And so there's a great terror of the independence of the slave is robbing the master of his very existence. And that's a terrifying state to be in, to
they
be
must
so
be
dependent.
Afraid.
Yeah.
They must be, if you think about it. I mean, if you look at the bureaucrats here in New Hampshire, for instance, they all know about the Free Staters. They talk. So even the ones that don't live in places like Keene or Manchester, where there's a lot of kind of non-cooperative, disobedient action going on, the word spreads around. These guys watch Dave Ridley and the Ridley Report. I mean, they make comments like this. They go to our websites. We know. We can see their IP addresses coming from the city of Keene. So they're paying attention. And for those that aren't getting the message, and some of them must be, they must be wondering what's going to happen. They must have no idea how to really deal with this, because their only tool is violence. And when they can't get violence in return, which is what they're used to, that's what they're trained for, then it's, what do we do? We don't know how to deal with this. I mean, they're completely blocked out by non-cooperation and civil disobedience.
Right, right. And the good news and the bad news is that as much as, you know, even freedom advocates, even including me a lot of the time, as much as we look at the people wielding power as the big scary enemy, the truth, and this is the good news and the bad news, like I said, is that all of their power comes from their victims imagining them to be legitimate. Mm-hmm. Yep. You don't need an election. You don't need a revolution. If their victims just said, wow, you're just thugs. We're not going to call it law. We're not going to call disobeying you crime anymore. We're just going to walk away. Then the tyrant suddenly is no longer a tyrant. He's just a control freak sitting there by himself thinking, darn, I guess the game is up.
You know, there was I was in Florida recently, and there's, have you ever seen these tubes where people, they pretend to skydive with these giant fans blowing up? Have you ever seen those things? And I was looking at that. And
it looks like my kind of skydiving.
Yeah. with the teddy bears and a pillow, right? But it sort of struck me that the state, because I don't know, my mind works that way, right? So this giant fan was blown with this guy who was just doing all this. But that's the state. It's only held aloft by the giant updraft of people's beliefs, right? Turn that thing on, turn that thing off, it's just going to fall. And that really struck me as a powerful metaphor for where things are.
That's all the state is. It's just a belief. It doesn't actually exist. There are only men and women who are willing to use violence against their neighbors to get their way. So there is no state. I mean, it's just an idea that people have been, as you say, programmed with.
Right. When they hallucinate authority, not only the lawmakers, not only the law enforcers, but their victims, when they hallucinate legitimacy, that's what makes there be power. I mean, I made a little video called The Tiny Dot, which demonstrates the statistical difference between the victims of the thuggery and extortion and the ones perpetrating it. We outnumber them a gazillion to one.
Was it 900 to one or something like that?
It's even worse than that, depending on who all you count on their side. But it shows that it's the victims imagining an obligation to obey that's all of their power. If that goes, it all goes. There's no big, giant Godzilla you have to overthrow.
Right.
We're imagining it. Stop imagining it, and it won't be there.
That's why I am constantly encouraging people to take baby steps into the realm of non-cooperation. I realize it's not right for everybody. Some people, you know, they've got kids, they're too afraid to step into that realm. But those folks can support. They can, you know, take care of somebody as they go to jail, take care of their dogs or their cats, you know, have their kids come over and feed the dog. I mean, that's fun stuff for families. And so I think there's a role for people that can participate in that. But the more people that can, even Mark, my normal co-host, he recently refused to pay a speeding ticket. And he took him to trial over that. Now, he ended up losing the trial, but he's also attempted to take parking tickets to trial. And again, this is non-cooperation. He didn't ask for the tickets. They came after him, and so he just non-cooperated and, you know, basically became a stick in the mud for him. But they did drop one of his, I think, just one parking ticket, Mark, or two? One or two? One. One parking ticket, but he's not the only one. They've dropped these things before trial. They don't want to show people this. They don't want to have an audience of people in the courtroom seeing people say, yeah, I'm going to take this to trial, and I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions that you're not going to you're not going to want to answer, and we're going to expose you for what you really are in front of whoever else might be in the courtroom.
Right. Even if they can club you over the head, whether it's a fine or throwing you in a cage or something, imagine if all the people just said, well, you can do that to me, but I'm not playing your game.
Yeah.
It would instantly become not worth it for the tyrants to do anything. Imagine if every person, instead of groveling and begging for forgiveness when they get some stupid little fine for some citation or something.
It wouldn't even take every person, Larkin. I think 10% would be a huge burden on them.
Even a significant minority would just crush the system. If people just went in and said, I'm at least going to stand here and tell you that what you're doing is evil, and if you go ahead and do it, that's okay, but there's 8,000 people lined up behind me to do the same thing. How long do you think you can keep this going?
But that's one of the challenges that I was thinking about. I got emailed by somebody yesterday just talking about the number of Americans on food stamps now. I mean, it's huge. It's like 50 million. It's a monstrous, monstrous figure. And, of course, the baby boomer is going into retirement. So the problem is, as the system begins to collapse and its cracks really begin to show, there's more and more people dependent upon the system, which is scary.
There's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. We're live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011 edition with Larkin Rose and Stefan Molyneux sitting in with us. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. Maybe you've got a question for our special guest co-host here tonight, Stefan Molyneux from freedomainradio.com. Larkin Rose from YouTube channel, YouTube/Larkin Rose. Did I get that right? Let me turn your mic on. That would help, huh? Try again.
Yep, you got it.
And that's all one word. YouTube.com/LarkinRose.
Yep, and that's LARKEN.
Excellent. And that's where folks can see the video you were talking about earlier with the dots. Can you talk a little more about that?
Yeah, it's just a very simple, I find actually sometimes the most simple videos are the things that get people thinking and paying attention. Mm-hmm. It's just a very simple animation that shows the statistical difference between, for example, the number of people in Congress and the number of people who give them lots and lots of money. Mm-hmm. And it's just the victims of the extortion just hugely dwarf this tiny little dot of extortionists. And if you add in their actual thieves, everyone at the IRS, it's still a pretty darn puny dot, demonstrating that we don't do this because we're all scared. We do this because most of us feel a moral obligation to bow to the stupid little dot.
Your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. So we're talking about the people that call themselves a government and deprogramming them over time. And I think that getting activists together is so much the critical part of this, because where I come from, it was like pulling teeth to get people to come out and do something. Just even something as simple as an outreach booth, going to a gay and lesbian pride fest or a gun show or the county fair. These are all places I've been, and I've had great results of reaching out to people with the ideas of liberty, people very responsive to it, taking things like the world's smallest political quiz. And like at Gay Pride Fest, you've got liberals and libertarians. That's where people score. At the gun show, you've got conservatives and libertarians. So, I mean, it's predictable. And people seem to be interested. They take materials, and they never manifest. They never show up to a meeting. They never show up to any, you know, maybe they get on the email list, but that's about it. And it was just so frustrating. Then I heard about the Free State Project. I made the move up here in 2006. I'm glad I moved when I did. But if you haven't moved yet, man, move up the plans. I mean, how many people in this room tonight? We're here at Porkfest 2011. How many people are here for the first time? If I could get a show of hands, that's about half the room, maybe a little more than half the room. How many of y'all are going to move to New Hampshire someday of those who've raised your hands? Not too shabby, about 33, maybe 25, 33% of the room there. People, are you going to move your plans up because of Porkfest? Is this going to be something that, has this affected you positively in your view of how things are in New Hampshire? Has this affected you positively? Okay, people are excited here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and of course more folks will be coming in later. It's just an amazing event with just the nicest folks. I mean, just, you can't beat this. They're so honest. They're so friendly. It's just a great event. You guys keep coming back here, so that must be a testimony to how great this is.
It's something that we talked about last year, but I think it's really true, is that there's no better place to leave things behind than Porkfest. Like, I keep wandering around with a video camera because I forget that everybody's so video here, right? And so, yeah, I was left my video camera everywhere, and my wife's like, oh, do you think it'll be okay? It's like, if there's one place in the world where you can leave property safely, it's with a bunch of libertarians, so absolutely.
Yeah, it's just amazing to be around people who treat you like an equal, and it doesn't mean you agree on everything or like the same things, or you might have drastically different views on a bunch of different things, but what makes it so comfortable is you know that nobody here is going to go home and want to club you over the head with the state and make you be the way they want you to be. Mm-hmm. They don't mind you not being like them.
Yep.
Well, imagine that.
That's what it's all about.
We all want to be free, and I think for a lot of people, freedom is like a slutty mistress you keep in a motel downtown somewhere. And it's like, I'll go visit her on weekends when the wife called the state is out of town, but
when nobody's looking.
But here, this is like the slutty mistress convention. And so everyone's bringing their slutty mistress. We don't have to hide her downtown in a cheap motel room, and I think I've really worked that metaphor to death.
I saw a lot of that, actually, at the big gay dance party just a few moments ago.
If this is if you could see Ian's outfit here,
you will
realize why it's a radio show and not a TV show.
There are plenty of videos and photos that were taken down there, and that's where I spent the entire afternoon. Buzz's bigger gay dance party, a huge success. In fact, there's going to be another dance party. I think an electronic music fest kind of party tomorrow night. But that's essentially what Buzz's big gay dance party was. The dance music didn't stop. And so we've actually got two competing events here. Now the guy that's putting together the dance party tomorrow night has something to live up to with Buzz's bigger gay dance party here today. So, wow, it's just overwhelming how much of a good time this is. Not too late to get here. Porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. But as I was saying, as far as deprogramming these bureaucrats is concerned, there are, I think, different ways that this can be done. Numbers are an important factor, because if you've got numbers, then you can't be ignored. If you're just the lone guy, as I was once upon a time, holding the honk if you hate taxes sign on April 15th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. out in front of the post office in Sarasota, Florida, you get your picture in the paper, you look like a kook, and, you know, that's it. Yeah, lots of people honk. Lots of people wave. They love. You know, there's one lady that she yelled out her window, honk, honk, because her horn was broken on her car. So they loved it, but they don't do anything. So we have to get the doers together. We have to get the people who are willing to take a little bit of a risk, who are willing to make a move for liberty, have to get them together in the same place to concentrate activism. We've seen it working thus far here in New Hampshire, where things have happened that I could only have dreamed of. I mean, I originally thought, man, it sure would be cool if we could have, like, an open cannabis smoking thing happen in New Hampshire. And I thought this is years off. It happened back in 2009, late 2009, where over 130 people were in Little Keene, New Hampshire, in this downtown park, right in the heart of Keene. Every single day, people were there. They were, you know, smoking cannabis. I was blown away. I thought I wasn't going to see this until we had 1,000-plus people in New Hampshire, and we weren't even close to that at that point. And really, it was mostly locals. That was really what was most interesting about it, is the activists got it started, and then once it caught on, you had maybe 90 people that were locals and 15 that were the activist crowd. So it's interesting.
Yeah, and I think there's a big inertia against doing anything in your life that's different from what you know, because there's the unknown, and everyone's terrified of the unknown, and they sort of think, well, I'm going to keep doing what I always do, and I'll get the result I always get, because who knows what's going to happen if I, like, join some movement or think, heaven forbid. And if you want the most comfortable, predictable thing, go volunteer yourself into prison. But if you actually want good society, you actually have to change things for the better, which means change what you do and change what you think, or at least see if you should. And so it's scary for everybody. I think people don't get that most activists didn't say, I'm going to go do something dangerous and hazardous. They realize something has to be done, so they try something. And some people try things that don't work, some people try things that do. But just being able to try to step outside your box and say, I wonder if I can make things better. If everyone did that, even if they had no idea what they were doing,
right,
things would get better.
Yeah, a lot of people move to New Hampshire having no idea what they're doing, and that's okay. As long as your intention is to get active, you'll find something. There are people here who are creating activism opportunities. They put the word out about it, like, you know, Saturday we're going to do XYZ, come on out. And then you don't have to lead things, and most people won't ever be those people that are the instigators, so to speak. It's always probably going to be the 80-20 rule in effect. As much as I'd like that to be 60-40, it is what it is. And so people are going to create things. You can get involved. And if there's something you've always wanted to do, this is the place to create that. If you've always wanted to do a TV show about liberty, if you've always wanted to, you know, do outreach at the military recruiting center, or whatever it is we're talking about, this is where you can do it. You put that idea out there, and people say, wow, that sounds cool. I'm going to jump on board with that. Whereas back in Sarasota, Florida, it was like pulling teeth to try to get somebody to show up to do anything. It's a totally different world up here. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found trial from the Zero Debt Program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt Special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. We're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Porkfest 2011, PORCFEST, porkfest.com. Go there, learn more, learn about what Porkfest is and what it will continue to be, because if this is such a huge success, this week has been even bigger thus far than last year, and inevitably they're going to bring it back. Yet to announce the dates of Porkfest 2012, but I'm sure that we will have that information at some point, and we will let you know. And, of course, porkfest.com, the place to go for all the details, porcfest.com. Get your butt up here if you still can, if you have the opportunity to come up to northern New Hampshire, the beautiful White Mountains. We're here at Rogers Campground. It's been a little rainy the last couple days, but that has not seemed to have stopped the party. The fun continues on. People are in here just as they've been throughout the week, and it's just been a blast. Our number again, 800-259-9231. I want to remind you that if you want to get your Liberty message to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. Check them out and let your voice be heard. LibertyStickers.com. In fact, for those of you here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you'll notice we do have some bumper stickers up front here. You're welcome to grab those. Those are courtesy of Liberty Stickers. You can get some idea for what their print quality looks like. I think they're pretty nice, as a matter of fact. So joining me here in the studio tonight, Stefan Molyneux from FreeDomainRadio.com and Larkin Rose. YouTube.com/LarkinRose is his channel. There's no other website, right? That's like what I should be giving out, Larkin. Go ahead. Sorry.
There's also LarkinRose.com.
Oh, perfect.
Which is even easier.
And you can link to the YouTube channel from there, I presume.
No, because I'm completely incompetent.
Okay. What's on LarkinRose.com? Blog posts?
Lots of articles for free, and you can get books from there, and there's lots and lots and lots of free stuff to read.
You need to talk to one of these web geeks. I mean, New Hampshire is full of web people, and
yeah,
they could totally do that for
maybe
you.
Maybe I can coerce a few into serving me.
You might be able to ask nicely as well, and you'll probably have a whole bunch of people step up. But Stephon Molyneux, you know what? I don't think our listeners who are brand new to the show would know. What is Free Domain Radio? Why don't you give us a quick synopsis?
Well, there are no quick synopses on Free Domain Radio. No, so it's a philosophy show. It's the largest philosophy show in the world. We're close on 30 million downloads, over 6 million video views, and over 10,000 message board members. So I hope you'll check it out at freedomainradio.com. Free books, free videos, free podcasts, commercial free, because that's the way I choose to roll it, so to speak. And I hope people will check it out.
I think they should. And it's, you know, philosophy sounds kind of dry, but you are a funny dude. Like you've got a good sense of humor, and you're going to need one tonight, because Stephon Molyneux is going to be facing... It's tonight, right? Did I get that right, or is it tomorrow?
Tonight, 9 p.m.
Stephon Molyneux is going to be facing the gauntlet of some of the most, I guess, entertaining and hilarious liberty-minded people in this this movement. Jimmy Crane from Wheels Off Liberty is one of them, and it will be the very first annual, I believe that they're calling it the Liberty Roast.
It is, yeah. I'm going to be roasted.
So I've never actually been to one of these roasts. I don't think I can make it because I'll probably be on the air, but I'm sure someone will be videoing.
It's going till midnight, so
really?
After the show,
okay,
yeah,
so
please
I will
come
stop by.
Because apparently there's a lot to make fun of, and they felt
apparently,
3 hours
God.
Was barely going to scratch the surface. It's what it's going to be. It's going to be 3 hours of the most highly compressed bald jokes that you're ever likely to hear in your life. So
come on by and don't miss that if you're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And if you're not, I'm sure somebody's going to videotape it. Odds are good it's going to pop up on your YouTube channel or something like that.
Yeah,
you know,
with
likely
a huge amount of bleeps,
it.
I believe.
So you don't have to bleep on YouTube, unless that's your
that's
thing.
That's true, yeah. No, that's mine.
All right. So, hey, you found something in the news.
Okay, so listen,
you wanted to
this
talk
is
about.
Interesting. So this is just from today from the New York Times. Sorry, I have to do that every time I say the New York Times. The House dealt a symbolic blow to President Obama on Friday. And isn't it nice?
A symbolic blow.
No, it's nice to have a blow to a president that doesn't involve an intern. That's nice. that's just low. It's a cheap shot. A low blow, I might say. Anyway.
Below the belt.
So they resoundingly rejected a bill that would authorize
the
contentious operations in Libya. But it muddled the message somewhat by also turning back a measure. Soldiers, their enemy combatants, in order to bypass the War Powers Act.
The music, by the way, usually means we are not on the air. We may not be on the air, but usually when the music fades, it means we are back on the air, and I'm sure my board operator will. So, just a quick recap here. What we're saying is that the government people have essentially told Obama, you can't do this with Libya, you need to stop this, but here's the money to do it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, okay, under the 1973 War Powers Act, I think it's within 60 days of starting the war, they have to get it past Congress, because apparently the Constitution doesn't mean anything anymore. And so, but they just redefine it. So he says, well, it's not a war, it's just hostilities. You know, we're just throwing cream pies at each other and mean jokes. And that's the way that we're doing it. So they just redefine things, like to get past the Geneva Convention. Because
sure.
Violations of the Geneva Convention should put the senior political leaderships in jail. They say, well, we're not dealing with enemy soldiers, we're dealing with enemy combatants. So it's just, they just redefine
it's
things.
A new legalese term. And anybody that's actually attempted to understand their laws has run into this. Because when you read their words, it looks like English, but it's actually legalese. They're English-looking words that have completely different definitions. They have these legal dictionaries where it'll tell you things like, well, the word person is a corporation. So it's a human being, it's a flesh and blood individual, but it can also mean a corporation, which is a file folder. That's also a person. Now, that's, I'm sorry, not the definition of person to me, but it just goes to show you that it's all about their world, their terms, their language. I can't possibly be expected to understand any of this stuff. It's impossible it's impossible to read it all. Secondly, it's impossible to even understand a small portion of it. It's nuts.
Right. I heard a very profound thing recently, and it took me a second to get it. Somebody said that Confucius was asked, if you were put in charge of government, what's the first thing you would do? And I won't get the quote right, first because I don't speak Chinese, but it was basically, I would make words have their proper meanings, which seems like a really weird, like, that's your public policy? But if you look into it, all of statism is about lying and saying things as they aren't. We don't call it theft, we call it taxation.
Yeah.
We don't call it thuggery, we call it law. It's all about changing the meaning of words to make evil sound good, and it start to finish. That's the whole game.
Failure, right? So yeah, if you have, you know, the kids are failing in school, all you do is move the bar so that you redefine failure as success, or you teach the test.
Great on a curve.
Yeah, great on a curve. It's like, wow, we're not failing, we're just moving things. It's great. Right.
So in this particular case, this is a perfect example of this. These people have no interest whatsoever in stopping these hostilities. It's all just, as it mentions here, symbolism. It's essentially something they can point to and say, look, I did what I could.
Well, in order to bypass the World Powers Act, they have to say that the attacks on in Libya are not hostilities. They're not hostilities. So it only leads us to guess what is in those Tomahawk missiles. Teddy bears,
Tea Party
activists. We don't know, because it's not hostile, without a doubt. It's maybe they go and they burst into giant bouncy castles for everyone to play into. It's hard to guess, but that's probably why you're not getting a lot of footage on the ground. Not hostilities. No hostilities in those Tomahawk missiles. It's amazing.
Toll free number here tonight for you, 800-259-9231. We're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. If you want to talk to Stephon Molyneux, he's here. Also, Larkin Rose joining us. So what did you guys do today at the Pork Fest that you thought was, like, the most outstanding thing of the day, just ignoring the rest of the week and the other things that have happened?
Well, I missed a bunch. I woke up to the sound of bellowing moose in the middle of nowhere 30 miles west of here.
Wait, what? You're not camping out here? You're elsewhere?
We're back to the sweaty mistress topic, I think.
Moostress? I do not have a moostress. We actually own land. We haven't moved here yet, but we do have land to move onto. We don't have a house on the land to move into.
So you don't have to pay for the camping fee.
Paid for a campsite, too, because we like it so much. But, yeah, we've been commuting to the middle of nowhere, so I missed a bunch today, but... there's always tons going on, and whatever you get, you miss 12 other things at the same time. But got to talk to lots and lots of cool people already.
Lots of new faces, too, right?
Yeah, everywhere. And lots of thinking people. It's a very disturbing concept to be around people who like to talk about things that matter and like to think about things that matter. And in most of the world, that's really weird.
Yeah. It's a great intentional community, and it's just going to keep getting better year after year. Not just Porkfest, but the Free State Project, bringing liberty-minded people to the same place, getting active, and achieving liberty in our lifetime, or as much as damn possible. 800-259-9231. More with Stephon and Larkin Rose in a few moments. Your thoughts as well are welcome. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Andro Kilsant presents The Household and Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Andro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Andro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Andro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the Low Country. You put the mosquito coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three less things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Porkfest 2011. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free. Listening options are available. We've got broadband and dial-up streams, so around the clock, whenever you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, you can just go click in and tune in that way. You can also learn about the 105 great radio stations that air this program throughout the week. You'll get details on that, plus our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio. We have two different channels up on XM, as well as our KU-band free-to-air channel. Plus, we've also got listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance, and our webcam, which is not going to be very much good this week because we're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but the audio is still there, so you can go and listen over at cam.freetalklive.com. But if you can go to listen.freetalklive.com and get your details on all of that, that's listen.freetalklive.com. And if you're on medications, you might be getting your meds at a local pharmacy, and if so, you're paying too much. There is a better way, and that's Discount Prescription Services. They get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member on the left side of the page. The customer service is excellent, and they'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com. We're here at Porkfest 2011, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, just having a great time. Is everybody enjoying Porkfest 2011 thus far? Yeah. That's what I thought. Stephon Molyneux also joining us from freedomainradio.com. Larkin from larkinrose.com. Larkin Rose is with us. And as always, guys, I always appreciate the perspective, the viewpoint. I think you guys are some of the most respected thinkers in the liberty movement.
Who are you calling respected?
Both of you prolific authors as well. And I think that's fantastic. So I don't know what we were talking about. It doesn't matter. We're here at Porkfest. And it's okay if you can't remember anything at the end of the day. So let's talk about what actually happened today. I'd asked you, Larkin, what your favorite part was, but, Steph, I don't think we got to your answer on that.
Well, my stuff's pretty dull because I'm here with my wife and daughter. So she's two and a half.
Right?
Yeah, great family stuff. My daughter painted herself many, many colors, which was very exciting. And then we watched her just slowly drip down in the rain. I love seeing the parents here. I love seeing the kids here. This is a free and happy and great group of kids, conflict-free, bully-free. So I think this philosophy, which we aim at all of the massive government regulations, you know, it's important to take non-violence, non-aggression, turn it inwards within your family, raising your children with respect. I mean, it's just a wonderful place. I don't see as many great kids anywhere as I do here. And that, to me, as a parent, is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
I agree with you. The kids in the Liberty Movement are really, they stand out. And I think that's because a lot of them are likely going through homeschooling / unschooling, where they aren't being thrown into, you know, the ring of public school with all kinds of dangerous people and people that they really shouldn't be around. And I think that the fact that they're around adults more often actually encourages them to act more adult rather than being surrounded by kids. But what do I know? I'm not a parent. It's just my observation.
Yeah, the radical notion that instead of taking your kid and throwing them into an institution to be trained to be a human, viewing them as humans already. They don't know much, they can't do much, but you live your life as a good human and they see and then they do the same thing. And for some reason, that's drastically radical to most people, but that's maybe how humanity should be.
Since we're talking about kids in school, I've actually got a piece here that I mentioned the other night, but we didn't get into the details. From Big Bear Lake, California, at MSNBC.com, students at a California high school have been asked, just asked, to turn in their yearbooks after a photo was discovered inside the book of two students possibly engaged in a sex act, according to authorities. San Bernardino County investigators were notified Tuesday, and high school employees and detectives began collecting the yearbooks in the mountain community at Big Bear Lake, 70 miles east of Los Angeles. The background of a school dance photo shows a 17-year-old boy's hand inside the clothing of a 15-year-old girl in a way that suggests sexual penetration. So it's not an actual pornographic picture. It's...
What is he, Wolverine? I mean...
The photo was taken at a dance, and the suspect and victim aren't in the focus of the photo. They're in the background, and likely they didn't know they were in the photo, according to the sheriff's spokes bureaucrat. It apparently went unnoticed by the yearbook supervisor, the person who looks over the yearbook for any offensive photos. But the scandalous picture didn't escape student notice after the yearbooks were distributed. According to the bureaucrat, you know how you look at a photo and don't notice what's in the background? Then it's, oh my gosh, look at what's going on back there! Authorities said no one has been arrested, but they released no other information on the boy and girl. Most students have returned the yearbooks for editing, which involves covering the suspect photo with another page or another photograph. Detectives were contacting students. Now remember, it said in the beginning, they just asked them, but... They were contacting students who haven't turned in yearbooks with a warning that they could face a charge of possessing...
Child pornography!
Child porn! Wow!
So, if I understand this correctly, in the U.S. it's encouraged to have the army go to schools to sign people up to be paid killers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But one student touching another student's boob, perhaps blurry, out of focus, probably half behind Waldo, that is absolutely unforgivable.
Right, kids, this is a felony, you having this photo that we gave to you. We gave you this yearbook, and now we're going to threaten you with felony child porn charges and a lifetime on the sex offender registry because you have a picture of two of your friends maybe doing some sort of groping underneath clothes.
Which they did in front of you anyway.
Yeah. Right.
You can see it live, you just can't photograph it.
It's just the utmost of absurdity. This is, and this is not the end of this story as far as this is happening all over the place with teenagers doing the sexting where, you know, they're taking pictures of themselves in bra and panties or underwear or completely naked or having sex or whatever it is they're doing. And it is one of those things where you're 16, the age of consent is 16, but you can't be photographed doing those things. Or a 13-year-old will take a picture of a 14-year-old. Both of them will be charged because they're both victimizing each other, apparently. I mean, it's just, there's no end to this. It's becoming so common, it's becoming not even newsworthy anymore. It's like, oh yeah, another school, another picture, another, you know, we've threatened all the kids. One of the recent ones was they were threatening kids to delete a certain picture that had been sent around the school from their phones, or else we'll charge you with child pornography. Now, whether they have actually charged anyone with child porn after these threats is another question, but there have been incidents with just, not with the picture going around a school, but with just, you know, the boyfriend-girlfriend taking sexy photos of one another and exploring, as teenagers are, you know, typical, it's kind of a teenage thing. They're horny and they've
right.
got hormones.
Don't do that till you're in public office.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. If you've got any thoughts on that, would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Is there actually anybody that can look at this story about these kids with a yearbook photo and say to themselves, yeah, that's the way things ought to be. We need to be cracking down on this. This is the kind of a country that I want to live in.
Well, it's all about creating false dangers and ignoring real dangers, right? The real dangers to kids are the deficit, which they're going to have to work like donkeys to pay off. It's the wars. It's the government, it's taxation, it's the amount of people they're throwing in jail. The U.S. has the highest per capita jail rate of the world.
More than China.
And it's more than China now, and it's approaching the levels of Stalinist Russia. Mm. That is the danger that the children face, not a phone camera. That is not the danger. So it's all about create imaginary dangers. Look over there, that's where the real danger is. We've got shadows of monsters on the walls. We won't look at the hands making them.
The scary story that they try to tell the young people and their parents is this. Kids, this could ruin your lives. This picture of you naked on the internet could ruin your life. As though there aren't 20 million other pictures of other people naked on the internet. What is the big deal? How is this going to ruin anything?
Sorry, let me just check. I need to count. That's quite a claim.
There are so many naked pictures. I mean, there's no shortage of this. The idea that you're going to even be identifiable necessarily compared to all of the other naked teens online is absolutely absurd.
And threatening to put them in a cage isn't going to ruin their life,
right.
Apparently.
Yeah, because there's no sex in prison. So they're not going to face any danger of sex. And don't take a picture of him in the shower, because otherwise we'll put him in prison where the showers are just handshakes.
There's no cameras in prison.
Oh, no cameras, right. No record of it, so that's okay.
Mike is with us in New York. We're going to go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Stefan, and Larkin Rose. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. I'm just listening to what you're saying and realizing how insane our society is, or more so their society. But, there was a case in New Jersey not too long ago where a 13-year-old girl took a picture of her own body and then was threatened by the cops for possession of child pornography.
Yeah.
So to me, that's totally ridiculous because she owns her body. She can get naked anytime. Does that mean just by being naked, she's in violation of child pornography?
Good question. I mean, it's clearly the photo. I mean, they have to have some sort of evidence. Otherwise, it's just in people's imaginations.
Well, I think the next step is to charge your hand with rape.
Where
we're going next. That's, and what it's going to get is a good spanking. And I think that's, no, don't film it, though.
Hey, thanks, Mike, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you.
It's nice how we get callers as soon as we start talking about naked teenagers.
That's all it
Everybody
takes.
Just wants to call in,
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Hour number two is next. Stefan's going to join us for the next half hour until he has to run off to his roast. You'll be roasted here tonight at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011. Hour two next.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.